Well, it might be referred to as a wire fence, somebody that didn't want to make the distinction. Normally, I would think of a picket fence as being a little wooden fence. But I've heard other people use the term picket fence with a wire fence. But I think normally we think of wood being related to picket fence.
You think about a picket fence as being something that the boards are nailed to each other and the wire is involved?
Yes, that's right.
Have you ever seen something sort of woven together? These boards are slats and sort of...
Yes. I've seen that, but I don't really think that I've got a name for it.
What type of fence might you have around your pasture?
A barbed wire fence.
Okay. And say if you were putting up a barbed wire fence, you say you have to dig holes for the...
You have to dig a hole for the post.
Okay. And you, just one of these, you just call them?
The post. Okay. Fence post.
Okay. Do you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Yes. Rock walls.
Mm-hmm. How would that be made?
Well, most of the time it would be put together with mortar or concrete mix. And the rocks would be stacked up, placed together with mortar in between the rock to harden, make it substantial.
Mm-hmm. You saw that in this area? Is it common around here?
It's not real common, but there are places where we have rock walls in this area, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you had a really nice set of dishes, chances are it'd be made out of...
China.
Okay, do you ever see an egg made out of this?
An egg?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've seen an egg. Uh-huh.
Made out of this material?
Well, something very similar. I couldn't be the judge of exactly what it was, but it was very similar.
What would you call it?
An ornament.
Okay, do you ever see, say if you wanted to make a hen start laying?
Oh, you put an egg in something similar to a marble egg in the hen's nest.
Do you ever speak of a china? Egg made out of this china? You said marble egg. Do you ever
I said marble is some hard substance.
Uh-huh.
I can't recall even having this in my earlier days, but I've seen it in later years, you know, that they were used because they're present now and with my mother-in-law. She's got some.
Okay, what would you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Okay. And what about, what would the bucket be made out of?
Zinc, usually.
Okay. And what would you milk in?
You'd milk in a skewer.
What was that?
Usually aluminum, a small aluminum utensil from the kitchen.
Is it practically the same thing as a pot
now? Could be. Well, usually you think of a pot having a bucket. A steward's got a handle.
Okay. And is there anything similar to a bucket? Maybe it has a different name?
It doesn't come to me right offhand.
Do you ever talk about a pail?
A pail, yes. That's a familiar term. I didn't use it, though. I grew up with buckets.
Okay. Does bucket to you then mean something made out of zinc or some other metal or something made out of wood?
It could be, yes.
Is all the same thing?
Right.
Okay. And what sort of container might you use to carry food to the hogs in?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And something that you might plant flowers in?
And a flower pot.
Okay. What about something that they should put cut flowers in?
A vase.
I don't know this little...
Am I not speaking loud enough?